Okay, let's look at the beginning of the parsha. Perek Chav Hei Pasuk Chav Ches. Chav Hei Chav Ches. So that's what the Torah says. Vayev Yitzchak is Esav Gitzayid Befiv. Rivka Yehemah says Yaakov. So the Arachayim points out the imbalance of the pasuk. That for Yitzchak's love of Esav, there is a reason. Gitzayid Befiv. When it comes to Rivka, just says, Rivka ever says Yaakov, doesn't give a reason for it. So let's look at the, Klayoker and then the Arachayim. So the Klayoker, Chof, Hey, Chof, Ches, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav Kitzayim Befiv. So we know the Rashi Kitzayim Befiv is that he was trapping his father. He used his mouth to trap his father to ask phony questions. The Klei Yoker says, "Lefisha kishahoya shoyli aviv moata ose basada." When the father would ask him, "No, what do you do all day in the field?" Hoya misnatzel, he would excuse himself. Oimer, kidei what letsud sayid laviv teref lefiv shel aviv. So. That's how his son told Yitzchak he was doing all day. So since he was hanging out in the field, so Rivka didn't have a relation with him. But Yaakov hung around the house. So Yaakov had a relationship with Rivka. All right, so the first pshat is that Yitzchak engaged Yaakov, Esav, and Esav would explain what he's doing. But since he was hanging out in the field, he had no relationship with Rivka. And since in the previous pasuk, it says, V'Yaakov ishtam yeshev ayolim, so that doesn't have to give a reason for Rivka to love Yaakov. They spent time together. They were hanging out together. So, of course, all of her connection was with Yaakov. V'tochen, it could be l'faresh, ki moira al hazman, loymar, ki ba'oso zman, she'yenosein tzayid b'fiv, ba'oso zman levad ahavoy. It could be that the Torah is saying Yitzchak's love for Esav was an ava teluya b'davar. As long as Esav was tending to Yitzchak, taking care of him, oh, so Yitzchak had a relationship, he liked him. But when Esav wasn't taking care of Yitzchak, no, okay, so then they didn't have a relationship. It was an avash in a tluya v'davar. Rivka's love for Yaakov was unconditional. That would explain why later on, when Yitzchak says, "I have to give you the bracha," he says, "You know, prepare a meal," because he understood that the ava he had for Yitzchak was a conditional ava. Because the nakuda here is that the imbalance of the pasuk. It says Yitzchak loved Esav kitzayid b'fiv, and Rivka loved Yaakov. So Rashi probably is answering that question also. Rashi is saying that. Why would Yitzchak have that Yitzchak's love for Esav was because Esav trapped him? That love for Yaakov was a natural love for a kid, or maybe because Esav had to compensate. But the three pshat that we have so far are the last one, that Rivka's love was unconditional. Yitzchak love was conditional, or Esav and Yitzchak, Esav would explain what he's doing all day, and Rivka and Yaakov spend time together. Now look at the Arachayim.
There's another diuk in the wording of the pasuk as well. But yeah, have Yitzchak as Esav. He loved him in past tense.
Yeah.
Oheves is constant.
Yeah, correct.
Kislev loved him, and, you know.
If Vayehav, that means that the Vav there is a Vav Achibur, not a Vav Hippoch. No, it's a Vav Hippoch, right.
Vav Hippoch.
Yeah, Vav Hippoch, from the future to the past, yeah. Vayehav, and he loved, yeah. He loved, not and, he loved. Yeah, yeah.
In fact, it almost is, it leads you to believe, according to the Kli Yakar, ki, tzayid befib, the ki doesn't mean because, but it means when.
When, yeah, very good, very good. Yeah. Yeah. So then the Arachayim says, Vayev Yitzchak, hinei ledivreyim zal, she'omru she'hayetzod aviv bidvarim heyech ma'ashmas emel, according to Chazal, that Esav was fooling Yitzchak. Leichosh lasos kein elo leYitzchak v'lo leRivka. Ki loy letzad haMitzvos haya choshesh, el letzad shehaya yorei mikilalosei. Gam letikvas habrachos, ma she'ein kein Rivka. So Rechaim wants to know, why was it important for Esav only to impress Yitzchak? Why didn't Esav try and impress Rivka? So that's what the Arachaim says. It must be that Esav had an agenda. The agenda was, to get the bracha from, not to get his clung in his bracha, but Rivka. And that's why at the end of it says, it doesn't say Yikruvu Yimei Abel Avi Ve'imi. Ela Yikruvu Abel Avi. It says he was entirely tied up with the with a relationship with the father that was a one that he wished to gain from. V'tam, and then he says, Rivka shlehigida yitzchak risho. If Rivka, now if the idea is that Esav had to fool Yitzchak, that means if he didn't fool Yitzchak, then he was it was apparent that he wasn't a good guy. So why doesn't Rivka tell? I mean, we were discussing Yeshir this morning. Sarah tells Avram that Yishmael is a bad guy, right? That's having a bad influence. Why didn't Rivka? It could be that Asa was sharp enough to trick Yitzchak when Rivka wasn't looking. So Rivka would have no reason to believe that Yitzchak didn't get a fair understanding of who Esav was. He was a double. He worked things out double. He's going to trick Yitzchak and make sure that Rivka would know he's tricking Yitzchak.
But that just begs the next question: did Rivka know that Yitzchak loved Esav but didn't know why, or was she unaware that he even loved Esav?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you get the impression Rivka Shemas, and Rivka was expecting Yitzchak to give the bracha to Esav, but it may not be through Ava, maybe because Bechor. I don't know. I'm sorry? Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to tell. So he says, "Levalda sibas avoso esel hasira." So the Rechaim says, he didn't. Esav kept his cards close to his chest that Rivka would not be able to unravel the relationship that he had with Yitzchak. Ulefi unkla shetirgem arei mitzadei hadei ochil. Right, unkla says kitzayed befev means that Esav would feed Yitzchak. Esav, if he was hunting, he would bring a meal for both his parents. Could be, like David says, a halachic situation over here. Yitzchak was obligated to support Rivka. Mishpachtam Rigilim Bigdolos. So then he says an interesting verse. He says, and if Tzorach Lanhiga came, and if Rivka came from Halachis, that if you marry a woman from a wealthy background, then you're mechuyev to the best of your ability to support her in a manner that she was accustomed to. So ad kan v'yodua ki besul sar v'godol arom. I think what he's saying is that she was used to having she came from a wealthy background because she was came from a high maintenance background. So you don't feel gratitude. You don't feel that obligation on karsa tois is chiyuv. Was that? Yeah, expectations. So according to Arachayim, that's part of the parsha over here. That Yitzchak was taken by Esav. And Rivka says, this is come to me. This is the way it's supposed to be. So it doesn't create any... It's this was set aside for... Yeah, I don't know. She said she had one for that day. I don't know if it means that she ate. Hard to imagine eating through a...
You think it really belongs in her,
Very good. So Glenn is saying the following. Let me just fill in the Zoom. And Glenn is saying, I'll just give background to what Glenn is saying. The Rashbam says that this story, this comment is preparing us for the end of the parasha. Right? The Rashbam says, we got to know this relationship in order to understand the end, why Yitzchak was going to give the bracha and why Rivka. Right, so Glenn is saying, so then the pasuk begins at the end. Why is the pasuk embedded over here? Over here, it like doesn't go anyplace. The next parasha is telling the Bechor. So Glenn's saying, according to Rechayim, so the pasuk is telling us that Yitzchak, that Esav was angling for the bracha. That's how the Rechayim learns pshat. He says that he was taking care of Esav. Why was Yitzchak shmearing Esav, not Rivka? Because Yitzchak just wanted the bracha. Esav just wanted the bracha, right? Because the Chazal say Esav was very good at the Kibbutz Aveim. But according to Glenn, he was angling for the bracha. Oh, so now he was angling for the bracha. So then when Yaakov is able to get the Bechor away from him, so it means he was really giving something up. But I'm wondering whether I should add to that, because at the very end of the story, so Esav comes in saying, I should get the bracha. And then Esav, when Yitzchak says to Esav, Yaakov got it already. So Esav says, he chat me twice. He took my bechor and now the bracha. So that means that in Esav's mind, he wasn't giving up the bracha. So it makes the story even more complex. In other words, Esav, it sounds like I'm giving up all the obligations of Bechor. But the bracha, right. And it sounds like that for Yaakov it's hard to tell, because Yaakov wasn't going in for the, if Rivka wouldn't have made him go in, he wouldn't have gone in. So I'm not sure if Yaakov knew that there was a bracha contingent. I don't know. But the storyline is that what Glenn's pointing out is that according to Arachayim, Esav was angling for the bracha. Then he sold the bechor and unwittingly was falling into the trap of selling the bracha. He may not even realize it. And that would explain why he was angling for the bracha, and for a lentil soup, he doesn't really think he's giving it up. Let's fast forward to the end, to Perek of Zion, Pasuk of Ches. Yeah, there is one. Yeah. Chav Zayin Chav Ches. I mentioned it here this morning, how I discovered the importance of Yita, because we're now doing in the Reuben Beis HaMedrash. So I remember this very, very clearly, that it was a Matzoi Shabbos, and I was standing next to Rav Shimon Rav Aron, was my first Rebbe at YU. And he was a mirror. He was, well, he could do the pin test. He was one of these. So, and I knew that he had the minig from the Lithuanian yeshivas. He didn't say the rachamans. He read Prel, your family also? They stopped after, some of the Litvishas stopped after.
Oh, yeah, Chesreinu.
Chesreinu, right.
Yeah, Rav Rudolph's, Rav Ruderman's Hanhaga.
Anytime, the entire week.
Yeah.
Right? Right, so that was a Litvish Hanhaga. Why? Got to get back to learn. There was a, what is playing around with the Rav Hamanos. Yeah. So I knew that was a Zanhaga. And I was standing next to him at Tzoy Shabbos, and I never said V'yitim, and he's saying V'yitim. So I said, if this Jew, this Jew, who doesn't say the Rav Hamanos, is saying V'yitim, they got to be something to it, you know? Couldn't be. So I started looking into it. I said, I'm going to get Yisrael. You say, that's the Vinegar Yisrael to say V'yitim. So I don't know why it got chopped off. So, let's look at the Vayitan. Perek Chav Zayin Chav Ches. Got more time. It's Tzoy Shabbos. I got more time. Especially these days. These days, in Minna Corona, there's no place to go anyways. You want to say Vayitan.
Could it be in your case, Rabbi Neuberg, could it be in your case it was a German Minna not to say it?
No. The show I grew up in never said it. I never.
The reason I ask is, because when I grew up, we said in Shul, we always said, V'yitim lecha. And I went to camp monk. That's the first time I ever saw on Motzei Shabbos. He didn't say, V'yitim lecha.
I wonder.
You could skip it.
I wonder. What are you saying, David?
No, if you want brothels.
That's right.
Arachim is like, you know, Ace of Newey wants the brothels.
Let's see, Motzei Shabbos is.
Everyone's a brothel.
Panasa. Begin the week with brothels. So look at the Klei Yoker. Chayakar and Chav Zayin Chav Ches V'yitin, right? V'yitin shall V'yitin miyuseris. The vav is extra. Right now, the pshat in the pasuk is that's not so extra, because the pshat in the pasuk is that in Chav Zayin, it says that he smelled the reich of Gan Eden. Vayivarachayu, and the bracha was rei reich b'nei reich asodesh v'yirashem V'yitin lecha. Just like you have Gan Eden, this Bechan Eden, you're welcome to continue giving. All right, but apparently the Klei Yoker saw it that Re'ei Bechan is not the bracha. V'yitan lecha vav shel v'yitan miyuseres, it's extra. V'darshu rizal, Rashi quotes it, yitan v'yachsa v'yitan. V'yitan means and if you add, you give more and more. U'beir inyan, kachu. V'fin sh'yudu sh'b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Sh'odom oisa ein v'em hoshiv. Kimbal Gumulais Kaal Yishalem. He said, whatever we do for the Rabbanu Shalom, it's not a payback. Osan Atoma Shasak Baruch Kavar Imo Biyam Hilbolde. Think of all the toivas God has done for us since we were born. Kol Masha Oda Maisem and Amitzvah, who Oisus and Derech Tashlumen, who can call a toivah Shanachnum and Kamli Men, his Baruch, Govar Aleinu Chazde. Is if a person makes a cheshbon, that I owe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and I'm doing mitzvahs because I owe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So then, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdei, because Baruch Hu is what He does for us. They can't compare. The mitzvahs are not a near compensation. Because Baruch Hu mocked him as Tzayvayis of Mechol Nesina, and because Baruch Hu first gives before he gets any tashlumen. Kemeshe Kosev Elikai Chazdei Yekadmeni Uksiv Ki Sekt Ki Sikadmenu Bircho is time. Another pasuk. Well, if you know Hazu, give me a Imo Echo de Marblia Loimer. Hooray. Omer Ayan. That's the song, no? Right? So a person would sing the song Omer Ayan. Uma Besaki Navid is a Shem Shal Olam Lili Choyb Olov. Afatoshin. Now, what's the point? I'm never going to get to a point where he owes me something. So what's the point? I start behind. I'm never going to. Yeah. Afatot toshiv amir recha v'tzevet toymar loy. Puk chazi mai amod davar. Look what goes on. Kimin gasayachim anoysin ba'akofa. When people extend credit, kishalikech mishalem l'choy v'yoshon oz asayachim moichir choyzev anoysin loy. So the way it works is when I pay my credit, then I get extended more credit. If we don't pay the old credit, in a nice neschayer, you don't get new credit. Because Baruch Hu is the great credit extender. He began the credit card system, right? So if we knock off some of the chayvos, because Baruch Hu is a nice in light, ba'kofa. Saying, this is who gave me tibes, and then without earning it, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should give. So I should do mitzvahs, and mitzvahs should bring me to the point where it give me more tibes. Davar acher, the fish nichnas imoy hagan Eden, umize shofad Yitzchok shezan nichnas sechare harbe ma'od ba'olam aruch nivgan Eden, kishom tziva Hashem es habracha. You should have the in the Elam HaGashmi as well. Another explains, we always wonder why with the brachas, Gashmi is the brachas. So he says, no, the Lord is that because you were successful in Ruchni, because you come in with the Geshmak of Gan Eden, so Ve'yiten, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you brachas in the Gashmi stick world. I would add, in order that he should be zeichet to more ruchnias. But if a person comes in, he's taken such good, he's done so well with his mitzvahs. He's already been zeichet, he's done so well with whatever he's received, so he deserves to receive more gashmi. It could be that the vav is the yitain means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. You do your stuff first. You do your ishtadlus. The yitain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only adding after we've done our ishtadlus. After ishtadlus, then we can be samech and anes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in the getter of the yitain. Okay, so again, this is Chazer. What are the Pshatim on the Vav? So the three suggestions. One suggestion is that the v'yitein means the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always extending the credit in advance. He's always v'getter v'yitein, right? Third shot, the similar word. He's always v'getter v'yitein, meaning he's v'getter doing the hashlamas hashtadlus. V'getter the hashtadlus first. He's always a v'yitein. And the middle shot is that the v'yitein is that since he did so well with the Ilma Ruchni, so now Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him the bracha of the Olam HaGashmi. And I'll point this out, I think, my Friday night mitzvah, that's how did it become a minhag to say v'yita and Motzei Shabbos? I was wondering this morning, I was wondering this morning that maybe that's a pshat, because when we, Motzei Shabbos, we've done the Olam HaRuchni, the So over the course of Shabbos, we have Reyach Bnei Kirecha Sodesh Yirecha Shem. So we're holding by the Pasuk, because we had the Shmak of Gan Eden, and Gan Eden for all Shabbos. Ah, so now we're Zaycha to the Big Eden. That's funny, maybe that's why it's a Motzoi Shabbos like a Bracha. What is that?
Very nice. Very good.
10 fingers in a Motzoi. He has several reasons. At least, that'd be very good. 2, 4, 6, 8. Does it work out? Yitzhak Lechel is 1 or 2. Let's go backwards. Dagon Vesimvish, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, Tezmach has 3 reasons why we, when you there's a minog, that when you say Lechem Mishnah, you put all, you extend all 10 fingers. Right? So there's several different reasons, different Muslim. When we tell you, so there are 10 mitzvahs that one does with, ten mitzvahs one does with produce, and then you're saying the ten in Vayiten. So that could also be that I do my yishtadlus, then I could Rahul gives more of it. It also says, yeah? Right, yeah. But there's another reason it says all 10. There are 3 reasons that Tashus gives. What are the 10 important? Okay, let's look it up again. Okay. Good. Take a good nerve Shabbos. A good Shabbos.
Good nerve Shabbos.
One more. You go for more? Okay, we'll do one more. Let's do. Ephraim heard this morning. Let's do quickly the Ramban and the Klei Yoker on the 3 bearers. I mean, this when I did a different Ramban this morning. The Ramban asked Akasha, why do we have to have the details? So there were 3 bearers. The first one was Asek, Sitna, and Rehobos. Right. So the Ramban says in Perek Chav Vav Chav, Sapra Kosav Yarech. What are all the details for? One pasuk. Tell us Yitzchak dug wells. He dug 3 wells. Yitzchak dug 2 wells. It was contested. He moved away. He dug a well. It was Gavaldik. Who needs to know? So Chavot, okay, you want to know where the new city of Chavot is? That way Cook could become the chief rabbi of Chavot. Got it. Okay, you have to know Chavot. But who knows the Asik and Sitna? So the Ramban says that the only way you can figure this out, he says, Ein bepshute asipur teyelos. With the pshat, no toelos. Right? But like covered godly Yitzchak. It doesn't tell you, what do you know about Yitzchak? Did he 2 wells, 3 wells? He did what his father did. Amayesh b'dover inyan nister v'seichai. So then it's more word. It reminds me of the pshat. The only way you can learn pshat in the pasuk is to say it's a dover nister. What's that? Ki bolo di a dover rosid, ki be'er mayim chayim, yirmoiz l'beis el ikim ish yasu bonim shal Yitzchak. The Ramban has a theme. He discusses in Parshas Vayetze again, that be'er mayim chayim, a well is Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash rejuvenates Klal Yisrael. The Alila Regel is to get as Chachos and Ruchnias. So Be'er Mayim Chayim, what's a well? Beis HaMikdash. That's why in Parshas Vayetzeh, it says Shloish Ed Reit Sain. So Ramban says, Shloish Regolim. So Miri says, 3 Batei Mikdash. V'lechein his Be'er Mayim Chayim K'mashu Amar Mekor Mayim Chayim Hashem. He explains, Asek was because during the first Beis HaMikdash, we had a lot of tzaras, we had a lot of conflict. So it sounds like he's referring to the conflicts from the outside, from the Yevonim, and from the Romans, and the police from the beginning. It could be that he's talking about those conflicts from inside as well, the splitting of the kingdoms. Sheni is Sitna. He says Sitna is worse than Asek. Why? Because because Koresh wrote Mechtav Sitna after the Jews tried to stop us from building the Beis Hamikdash and complained to Koresh. So Koresh wrote Sitna, a letter saying, you got to stop building. And that came from the Sinas Chinam of the Klal Yisrael. And we know second Beis Hamikdash, Sinas Chinam. Third Beis Hamikdash is going to be Rechomos. My also won't be Asek and won't have Sitna. That's the word. So I'm thinking about this. So now we have a beautiful word. So now why does it have to be written? The Ramban says he can't figure out a Tayelis. Okay, so now we have beautiful. So why do we have to have, what does it do for us now? So we know if we wouldn't have had the Batei Mikdash, we couldn't have figured out the Remez anyways. So what's the Nakuda? That's one thought, just a very pretty system is that Yitzchak was always Makadesh, the Beis HaMikdash, Har Maria. So for Yitzchak to hear that the place that he brought himself was an Akedah, so probably was a very, you know, how do you look at the Akedah? Did he look at it with the Simcha? Did he look at it as he almost got killed with the Kiddush Hashem? But what was, so whatever, however he looked at it, but he was being told, but your children will see it as a Be'er Maimcha. They will see it always as a place of inspiration. So that's the tremendous thing, that a parent knows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, your children are going to have a Be'er Mayim Chayim. They have a place to go where they can always become refreshed in Ruchnis. That's a gewaltige thing. So Yitzchak, to know that his Hara Maria is going to be a Be'er Mayim Chayim. All right. Then writing that the two will be conflicted, but in the end, it'll be Berchovos. I guess that's a nevuah, an important nevuah as well. But I was wondering, that's the pshat. That Yitzchak was Zoicha, he's the one that's coming to him, because he was the one that's his Hara Maria. He's the one that's Vashem Yireh. So when they come, and they're going to think about like a visit to a place where the grandfather met almost out of Kiddush Hashem, he says, oh, it's going to be Leibedek is going to be Ben Mayim Chaim. Now the Klei Yoker builds in this. Yeah. Yeah. So it could be that. Now if we look at the Klei Yoker, the Klei Yoker builds in this. It's in Pasuk Yutas Kosev Ramban, and the Sefer told us Yitzchak and the Sefer Menor Samar. Everything is Ma'isim Labanim. And he explains that these three bearers are because of the Beis HaMikdash. And he explains, just like the Maria and Shnei Bearers, and the Sudanus Bechoivos, that's what it's going to be. But then he says, after that, Ba'osef Ani Mishali. So now I'm going to be Moisef, and the Rabban said, Laharchiv Prote Anyonim, Sheskimu Im Drush Zeh. I'm going to add on details to build up this drush. Uboye Toratz Mashenemar. What's the I'm going to explain this. Chazal said that the bias rishon hayamatzu meriva v'sinaschina v'nesiyah Yisrael shenikru uroyim. That Chazal say that there was conflict amongst the leaders of the Jewish people. We know that in first place of Mikdash, the splitting of the kingdoms, Yehuda Yisrael. And the base of Mikdash we lost because of that conflict between the two Malchias. And Bayis Sheni, the Sinas Chinam worked its way into the Jewish people. It wasn't just the leadership. The Ein Marpei. So that happens to be an interesting Musar Haskel. That the hundreds of years later, if the leaders can't get along, the hundreds of years later it's going to be deep into the psyche of the Jewish people. Al kein sibe berishin by yerivu roy e gevor im roy e yitzchak. In the berishin it says the shepherds of each of them argued, and they called it Asek. And then Lermos that the Meriva, the first base of Mikdash is between the shepherds. Vagab Gerora Gamrayu Umoisim Yisrael. Al Kain Kora Hashem Be'er Esek. Ki Yeshev Nel bein shnayim miskaitet moldover eze esek shebeinayim lebein shnayim miskaitet bechinam aloy dover kimenig deirenu. The difference between people argue about something, people argue like nothing, like in my generation, like nothing. Deirenu ze kimenig deirenu ze beze hadel bein vayishid vayisheni ki asin shayisa bein roy yisrael vayisrishon esel esek amalchus. He says that first base of midrash was what to talk about. There was Malchus, southern kingdom, northern kingdom. He talked about land. He talked about power. The tevin yinayisin she'en Malchus, they gasp b'chaverta. Al-Kain called, everybody thought they have what's coming to them. And yidei esik zeh robsham v'stima b'neim. Avol l'sin ha'skinu sh'bayi she'eni. Hayal lo yidavar. He says, what were they arguing about? There was a small group of people. There only were Yehuda ben Yamin. It was just all bad feelings. There was nothing to fight about. Al-Kain, he sees them, Mazelim so, Avanu Lisno. And that is, like his Kibbutz Riva doesn't say who argued, it just says they found a reason to argue with each other.
That's connected to what we know in history. There was the Tzdukim and the Purushim. There was plenty of, there was legitimate reasons for arguments and fighting. It wasn't good, but it wasn't for nothing. They had Shittas.
No, so that, but between the Prushim, amongst the Prushim, right? Then it was, right? Amongst the Frum.
There was fighting among the Prushim?
In the end, in the when they were in the siege? No?
That was the Sicarii and the friend, yeah. And those who were loyal to Rome. No, it wasn't.
I thought he's saying that, if you're saying it's correct, in terms of Shittas. But it's sinas chinam doesn't refer to the tzedukim by susim. I thought sinas chinam refers to within the prusha, within the frum. Now sinas chinam is the whole word of sinas chinam is alo domer.
But here there were legitimate. I mean, I know they were legitimate, but there were different points of view.
Uh-huh.
By the way, it also sounds like, at least my understanding was, that the Chachamim were all on the side of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They were against the Bir Yonim. The Bir Yonim were not the Talmidei Chachamim in Hadikim. Uh-huh. They were...
And the Bulvans, they were
the Sicarii were even worse than them. They were the Mafia.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
And another thing is, sinas chinam over there doesn't just mean they hated each other; they were killing each other. They were killing each other.
Well,
in the siege.
Yeah. But sinas chinam is supposed to be that they didn't. That it was according to Tosfos, a sinna that is a shita for people because they're not doing mitzvahs, so that's not sinas chinam, right? Sinas chinam. So sinas chinam doesn't refer to the machlokes and with the baisusim and as according to Tosfos. It has to be amongst the from. I don't know. So then just to finish up, he says, what is the Rechovos Mikdash Shlishi? So he says that Ki Oz Yarchem Hashem is Gulok Ki Bizman Shem Erivam Mitzuya. He said, it doesn't necessarily mean that there was more land, we'll have a bigger Eretz Yisrael. He says, when people can't get along, they can have all the space in the world and there won't be enough space for them. The world isn't big enough for both of them. But when people get along, they can be in a small place, and it will satisfy. So he says that's pshat that Uferino Bo'aretz, he says, even though we will be well populated, and there'll be lots of us there, there'll be shalom, because genuine shalom doesn't matter. You can always find the space with somebody. So that's where there was the reverse. And the Rechavos, not Stam, that he gave us Rechavos. No, Rechavos is the antidote, the reverse of Sinna. Sinna, you can't live with somebody, you can all the space in the world. Rechavos, Uferina Baretz. When you love each other, you can have a small place, there's still lots of space with each other. Okay, Shkaya. Okay, good night, Shabbos. Good Shabbos.